Russia rejects Ukraine ceasefire, launches massive bombing campaign. By John Hayward on March 7, 2025. Russia said on Thursday that a partial or temporary ceasefire in its war on Ukraine would be unacceptable, and only a comprehensive final settlement will do. The Russians punctuated this argument by launching a massive attack on Ukraine's energy infrastructure with missiles and drones. Russia also appears to be on the verge of ejecting Ukrainian forces from Kursk, the territory counter-invaded by the Ukrainians in August 2024. The Russians curtly rejected a French-British proposal for a one-month ceasefire in the air, at sea, and on energy infrastructure, to be backed up by a coalition of the willing that would include at least 20 member nations, according to British officials. Firm agreements on a final settlement are necessary. Without all this, any respite or regrouping is absolutely unacceptable, as it will lead to exactly the opposite result, Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova told reporters on Thursday. In reality, we are dealing with an open desire to achieve a respite at any cost for the Kyiv regime in its death throes, for the Ukrainian armed forces, and to prevent the collapse of the front, she said of the UK-France temporary ceasefire plan. Zakharova's boss, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, said the temporary plan can't be allowed because it would lead to the direct, official, and unveiled involvement of NATO members in the war against Russia. Both Lavrov and Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Thursday they will never compromise on rejecting the presence of NATO forces in Ukraine. Putin additionally insisted Russia will not give up the territory it has illegally annexed in Ukraine. Lavrov credited U.S. President Donald Trump with understanding the root causes of the war in Ukraine, while European leaders stubbornly ignore them. Lavrov and other Russian officials frequently mentioned two root causes of the war: possible NATO expansion into Ukraine, and alleged Ukrainian mistreatment of ethnic Russians. Ukrainian officials said on Friday that Russia launched a large-scale attack against civilian energy resources. The energy and gas infrastructure in various regions of Ukraine is under mass missile and drone shelling again, Ukrainian Energy Minister German Glushenko said. Russia is trying to hurt ordinary Ukrainians by shelling energy and gas production facilities, without abandoning its goal of leaving us without power and heating, and causing the greatest harm to ordinary citizens, he said. Ukraine reported Russian strikes against civilian infrastructure targets in Odessa, Poltava, Chernihiv, and Chernobyl, resulting in serious injuries, plus damage to private businesses and apartment buildings. In total, the Russians used nearly 70 missiles, both cruise and ballistic, as well as almost 200 attack drones. All of this was directed against infrastructure that ensures normal life, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Friday. Unfortunately, ordinary residential buildings have also been damaged. In Kharkiv, a Russian missile hit close to an apartment building. People were injured. They are receiving the necessary assistance, he added. Zelensky said US F-16 and French Mirage fighter jets were used to protect Ukrainian skies. He singled out the Mirages for intercepting Russian cruise missiles. The first steps toward real peace must include forcing the sole source of this war, Russia, to stop such attacks against life, Zelensky said, calling for silence in the skies and silence at sea to protect Ukrainian civilians from long-range weapons. Ukraine is ready to pursue the path to peace, and it is Ukraine that strives for peace from the very first second of this war. The task is to force Russia to stop the war, he said.